11,004. This was Susan Pratsner. This was in Whispering Pines. A variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Did they let us know who that contractor was?
I believe I see a note here from Mrs. Norwood. I was wondering what this note was, by the way. I'm going to write builder by it, so I know.
I forgot.
You did.
I knew what it meant.
I was like, what is this note in here? But we do have...
That's it, Jenny, for you.
The person who built the deck was a Walter Cook.
I also took the call.
And an address is 477 Church Avenue. Jenny, I'm not sure about her handwriting.
Probably not.
Pennsylvania, EPH...
Ephrata.
Ephrata, Pennsylvania. Yeah,
okay, EPH...
Ephoria?
No, oh. Ephrata.
That's right.
EPHERTA, Pennsylvania, 17522.
That's up by Shady Maple.
Okay, I'm ready.
That is the person who built the deck for her.
Yep, by the Green Dragon.
I think he was a neighbor, too.
I believe he was a neighbor.
Right, and he's done a few more in the neighborhood, hasn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Does he have we don't know if he has a contractor's license in Delaware, but...
I think you asked that, didn't you?
Yeah.
She didn't know.
Yeah, but she didn't know.
Yeah, she didn't know.
No, that question was asked, I believe, but she wasn't aware of it at that time.
I would request that her legal counsel send a letter that would strongly suggest that he not do that in the future.
Would you please?
In the error of his ways.
Mrs. Isaacs can forward me the address.
I sure will.
That would be much helpful in my letter writing endeavor.
She may need an interpreter.
Norwood, if you could follow.
I usually can read it too, but I wanted to make sure that was.
Okay, then if there's no further discussion, Chair will entertain a motion then on 11,004. Please.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion. Will you approve case number 11,004? I believe the lot size and everything is unique. I believe that was created by the applicant, but her contractor who did not adhere to the county ordinances.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I second that motion.
Do you have a motion by Mr. Hudson? And
Mr.
A
second Hudson.
By Mr. Rickards.
Were you done with your motion?
Almost.
Oh. I sensed you weren't, so that's why.
Oh, okay.
Interjected.
I thought he was. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
I beg your pardon, sir.
No problem. And I was just going to continue that it would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So,
thank
now,
you,
I'll
sir.
Second that.
Now, if you second that addition to the motion, I cut him off. Okay.
For the reason stated.
For the reason stated.
Is the hour late or what?
No. I kept hearing that on the side. Too much fishing, I think. This. Excuse me. So now we're ready. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills.
Aye. For
aye.
The reason stated.
Amen.
Aye for the reason stated.
I don't care.
You don't care? Aye for the reasons that are stated. So by a vote, seriously, I'm telling you, by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,004 is approved. Sorry about that, Mr. Hudson.